So this is one of those passages that regardless of how long the homily is, it's not possible to really reveal everything. So this first part of Luke's Gospel, chapter 5, would be a good point to return to today and maybe later on this week to reflect upon that practice of Lectio Divina, to read again and again, allowing our imagination to encounter the mystery that Jesus is presenting to us in this wonderful passage, this calling of Simon, this revelation of the person of Jesus. And so maybe one way to reflect on it is to imagine yourself in the scene as maybe one of the characters that is being presented to us. So where are we in this? Just as we see this scene unfold, are we just simply far away, just watching it from a distance? Or maybe we're part of that crowd that was listening and pressing in on Jesus, trying to get so close to him. Maybe we had been outside of Simon's house when Jesus was doing those healings that we heard about yesterday, and we're still trying to get close to him to hear him. Maybe we've been fishing all night. So maybe we're in the midst of our everyday life and Jesus has intruded into our life. We recognize Jesus being here. Maybe we worked hard all night and caught nothing. So maybe we're feeling a little depressed, a little despondent, a little frustrated, on the verge of giving up because we're not getting what we want out of life. But maybe we're there mending our nets. So yeah, we didn't get what we want, but we're going to remain faithful to our job, faithful to our vocation. Things aren't unfolding the way that we had planned, but I'm going to remain faithful. I'm going to clean my nets. Maybe Jesus is asking you to put out into the deep. Maybe you've been listening to him and you've encountered him and you're allowing him to lead you. Maybe he's asking something from you that you're not really ready to give. You don't really understand how his request, his invitation fits into your plan. And so maybe from the first reading, the foolishness of God is being presented to you and you're having a difficulty understanding. So you're trying to barter, trying to haggle with Jesus. Master, we do this every night. This is our life. We've already tried. It didn't work. I don't understand how your plan is good for me, Lord. Maybe that's where we are in this story. But maybe in spite of that, you're willing to trust. Master, at your command, I will do it. Maybe you're the guys in the other boat wondering why Jesus chose them and didn't choose you. Maybe you're dealing with a little jealousy, a little insecurity about your worthiness in this world. Jesus, why don't you ever choose me for whatever? Maybe you're amazed as you see God's working in your life. Maybe you're anticipating and you're excited that you're being invited now into this mission. As the men from the other boat were called to help take in this great catch. As we encounter Jesus' mission and his life presented to us in the scriptures, we can read it as an historical event. We can read it as something that makes sense in some ways and whatever else, or we can allow the living word of God to penetrate our hearts and change our lives. This is the power. This is why when it was first presented, Jesus first came on the scene, we hear that they were astonished, they were amazed, they were overcome at what was being revealed before them. We have the same opportunity. Of course, it looks different. Maybe, like Simon, you fall on your knees just recognizing your sin. And you feel unworthy to be in the presence of Jesus. Don't be afraid. as Jesus told Simon, and he tells each one of us, don't be afraid. Jesus knew Simon was a sinner before he got into the boat. He knew he was a sinner before he asked him to put out, before he asked him to cast a net. Jesus knew Simon. His sinful state did not impede the work of Jesus. Do we allow our sin, our imperfection, to prevent the miraculous work of Jesus being made present to the people around us? Do we live in fear? I'm not good enough, or people may see the real me. I don't want to do this. Don't be afraid. When they arrived on the shore, they left everything to follow Jesus. The world, the kingdoms that we build, are we open to the possibility that Jesus wants to penetrate that and to radically reorient our lives? Are we willing to let go of everything for Jesus? This is the invitation to radical discipleship that each one of us has received. Whether this is your first day in the church or you've been here every day since day one, you're being invited today to radical discipleship, to let go, to surrender with confidence and faith and trust to follow Jesus, to be willing to be a fool for Jesus, as St. Paul says. Now, things don't always make sense with the reasoning of the world. It's not so logical as the world makes it out to be. But this is the only path to freedom. Allow Jesus into your boat today. Allow him to ask you to put out into the deep. And even if it doesn't make sense, Lord, at your command, I will follow. I will leave everything behind, Lord. I will follow after you.